This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is from Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Have you ever thought about fearing God because he forgives you? You fear the Lord because he forgives you and has the capacity to forgive. I know most people have not heard what I'm going to read, Micah 7. It says, who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us, and you will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. I'm going to close with a story told by Max Lucado, who was, before he went into ministry in San Antonio, was a missionary in Brazil. Max Lucado talks about a woman in the church named Maria who had a grown daughter named Christina. You need to know those details. Maria has a daughter named Christina. They lived in a poor village in Brazil. Christina spoke often of going to Rio, the big city, where she would said, Mom, I'll get a job, I'll get a work, and I'll help the family with making money. But Christina had no abilities, no training, no talent of her own to get a job. So one day, Maria gets up and sees that the bed's empty, and she knows exactly what's happened. Christina has left for Rio, and she's gone. Maria gets her money together. She gets all that she can to take the bus to Rio de Janeiro, and she stops at a drugstore. And there she does something that you've done years ago. Remember those old black and white photos you would have taken in a drugstore where you put in the money and you get four pictures? She had as many pictures as she could afford to make of herself, the mother did. She takes the bus to Rio, having no idea where her daughter is, but here's what she did. She would take a picture of herself, a little black and white, 1 by 2 inch picture, and she wrote a note on the back and she would post it up in a bulletin board at a hotel. She would put it up in a phone booth. She would put it on a mirror in a women's bathroom at a restaurant. And she would go to places, the bars and the joints of Rio de Janeiro, the places, the nightclubs, and any place with a reputation for streetwalkers and prostitutes, because Max Lucado said this was the only thing she ended up doing, was to become a prostitute. On the back of each photo, she wrote a note. When her money and pictures ran out, Maria went home. A few weeks later, Christina descended the stairs of the dilapidated hotel in Rio where she was staying. Her young face was tired. Her dreams had become a nightmare. But as she reached the bottom of the stairs, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there on the lobby mirror was a picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned and her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed the small photo. Written on the back was a compelling invitation. Whatever you've done, whatever you've become, it doesn't matter, Christina. Please come home. Please come home. That's the message that I want to leave you with, not just seven things that God hates, but the message that God delights in showing mercy. And the message that we offer every Sunday is, please come home. Becoming a Christian is coming home to the Father through the Son. Would you listen to that again? Becoming a Christian is coming home to the Father through the Son. And that's the invitation we offer. Well, that's not only the invitation we offered, past tense, on that morning. It's an invitation that, in a sense, we extend every day on Cross Hope. You come home to the Father through the Son. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you've missed, or to find out how you can become a part of the ministry we call Cross Hope Radio. God bless you. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.